Hi, I am Susan B., a gratefully recovering compulsive overeater. I'm going to share what it was like, what happened, and what it's like now. I came into OA in 1985, and my current abstinence began 12 years later in December of 1997. So that means I had 12 years of alternating abstinence and relapse in OA. One day at a time, I now have 27 years of back-to-back abstinence, but it is one day at a time. My addiction started around age 7. I was taught that my emotions were bad, being oversensitive was bad, so I was bad. My mom was also a compulsive overeater, and she swallowed many of her emotions. So I learned to use food to shove down my feelings and find momentary relief. Eventually, this addiction made me feel like I was literally going to die if I didn't eat what I wanted to eat in that moment. I am a volume eater. I'm addicted to carbohydrates and sugar. I would eat a dozen, a pound, a bag, a box just to get started. And I'd have rituals around my binging. I would eat food in specific ways, and I would eat to the point of agonizing gut pain. And then I would eat more until I passed out. So when I'd wake up, I would swear off and that I would start over within hours because the withdrawal was just too painful to bear, or something would happen to trigger me again. I always binged in secret, and the shame around my behavior with food just like a tsunami. And even when I was little, I would always leave a little bit, so that I thought my family wouldn't know I ate it. When I had to eat with other people, I ate normal portions and I binged before and after the meal. So, because I was extremely sensitive, as I said, I wore my emotions on my sleeve, even though I kept trying to bury them. I was bullied at home, at school, in the neighborhood, and at camp, everywhere. As a teen, I saw myself in the mirror much heavier than I really was. My top weight then was about 145 pounds. But even more than that, I just hated myself for being so out of control with food. It was the perfect pain medication, though, and so I couldn't stop. My highest weight, just to get my numbers over with, that I know of from a scale was 192, and my current weight is 128. I tried everything to control the eating, the diet club I went to with my mom when I was a teenager, group therapy, injecting myself in the thigh with some kind of shot, raw foods for a while, and a few years macrobiotics. And I binged like crazy on macrobiotics. Like, just that was insane. So around 1982, 3 years before I came into OA, there was this book that came out, and I looked recently, it's still in print. And it basically said, eat as much as you want of anything because eventually your body's going to have enough. And that was a joke. I do not have an on-off switch. I just don't. And the other thing I remember was there was this new miracle cure. There were these small squares that contained an appetite suppressant, and you were supposed to eat like two of them after a meal, but I ate the entire box. So that's what it was like for me. I came crawling into OA in 1985 when I was 30. So I was 42 when my current abstinence began. I'm having some voice issues, so I'm going to just take a sip of water. I have learned that staying abstinent is much easier than getting abstinent because each time I binge, I have to go through withdrawal again. And if I stay abstinent and work the program, then when it passes, and I've learned that everything passes, I will have reinforced the recovery behavior. It kind of just makes it a little easier the next time. And I think that one of the biggest truths for me around recovery in this program was that I couldn't stay abstinent until I was willing to feel pain without medicating it. And an OA sponsor years ago helped me to see this when I complained that I, this was before this abstinence. I was praying for relief and doing everything right, but I was still angry and suffering emotionally. And she said, well, maybe instead of asking your higher power for relief, why don't you pray for the courage and willingness to bear the discomfort until comfort comes? And I have that prayer is a blessing in my life. It really is. I couldn't imagine never having certain foods again for the rest of my life. So the concept of one day at a time is really key for me. Everybody has to have day one, day two, day five, day 400, day 20. Every single day has its own set of challenges. So there is just, I have discovered there is no way to bypass withdrawal or the hard days. It's just, maybe there is, but I haven't, I never had, I was never on a pink cloud. I've just never had that. And I have learned that everything will pass and it does get easier again. Like I said, if I just use the OA tools and my higher power to help me stay abstinent. So now I'm going to talk about what kept me, but I'm sorry, what it was that worked differently this time, with this abstinence. And it is important for me to say here that there are many ways to work the steps, many ways to eat abstinently. And what I'm going to share is just what's worked for me. So I lost a 4-year abstinence in the 12 years before this one over emotional turmoil over it was a dysfunctional relationship. And instead of embracing the tools, making a call, all the things I've been talking about, you turning to my higher power, I still remember a piece of carbohydrate sitting on a counter. It was my son's food, and I picked it up. And it led to a brutal 2-year relapse. And it was the relapse right before I got this abstinence and over 60 pounds gained in weeks. And the one and only time I left the program was 2 weeks before I came back in and got this abstinence. So it was at the end of the 2-year relapse. And I remember I called my sponsor and I'm just like, she's like, you have to come back. You just go to a meeting. And she sent me to a meeting that suggested a certain way of working the program that resonated with me. And it included a committed, weighed, and measured food plan and elimination of what I call alcoholic foods. I found a sponsor shortly after that and became abstinent again within a few days. I don't know. I can't even say it's a grace from a higher power. And I have continued to commit my food plan daily to a sponsor since then. At first it felt like a straitjacket and I hated doing it, but now it is a cherished spiritual practice. Before each meal, I say this prayer. Thank you, higher power, for this beautiful food. Thank you for letting it be enough for me and keeping me abstinent until my next meal. But I know that it's not the food plan or the commitment that keeps me abstinent. Without living in the program of recovery, eventually I'll feel disconnected. The Big Book gives me a prime example of this on page 66, and I'll change the word alcohol. With the compulsive overeater whose hope is the maintenance and growth of a spiritual experience, this business of resentment is infinitely grave. It is fatal. For when harboring such feelings, we shut ourselves off from the sunlight of the spirit. The insanity of food returns, and we take that first compulsive bite again. And with us, to take that first compulsive bite is to die. What made the difference this time for me was attending an intensive 3-day 12-step workshop on Mother's Day weekend, 1998, about 5 months into this abstinence. And it was led by these two old-timers from the program on which OA is based. And they took us through the 12 steps using the Big Books of Alcoholics Anonymous. And coming out of that, I finally understood this way of life that would keep me abstinent one day at a time. This is a twofold formula for me for recovery. So I have to have willingness to go to any lengths not to take the first bite one day, 1 minute sometimes at a time, and the spiritual program of recovery that lets me do this. And then I realized that for the prior 12 years, even in that abstinence, I had essentially used OA as another diet club. And though I worked my steps, I really gave them little mind day by day. So over time, I learned that there is a pause between the thought and the action of putting that food in my mouth. And it's in that moment that I can do something different. I can make a different choice, call somebody, pray, be of service to somebody else. And I remember in this first year of this abstinence, I had a period of days and days of nonstop obsession with food cravings, pain, painful cravings. And it was horrific, but I stayed abstinent. And I made calls. And when I couldn't reach somebody, I get on my knees in the bathroom stall at work and just pray to my higher power to keep me abstinent. I did everything. I went to meetings, everything. And somehow I got from meal to meal. But here's the miracle. One day, and it had to be like somewhere around 8, 9, 10 days later, the obsession lifted. And if I had given in, if I had picked up the food like a day before that, I wouldn't have known that in higher power's time, it would pass, just like everything did. So it's just an incredible gift that experience turned out to be. And the truth is, I just don't have to, all I have to do is not take one lousy bite, that first bite, and I will never have a binge again. I'm not a slipper, So I'm not a person who like takes a bite and then gets right back on. I've never, I'm just gone. And it's hard to do this though. It is hard to not take that one bite, right? When it feels like I'm gonna die if I don't pick it up. But that's where the tools, the steps, the whole program is there to embrace me and keep me, no matter how bad it feels, to kind of hold me up and to help me find that pause when I can make that different choice. And so I also know, excuse me, I have to take another sip. I also know that I can't afford to romance the food. And that means that if the thought of something, some food that I don't eat comes into my head or something that it's in between meals, I can't sit and think about it, how I'll cook it, how I'll get it, what it'll taste like. Instead, I immediately cut it off. I cut it off. Call, phone call, help somebody, just do something else. And living with other people who aren't compulsive overeaters, I have blinders on because it's not my food. It's not my food. And the same in the grocery store. But throughout my abstinence, there have been times where I've asked family to put food where I can't see it, if it bothers me, and even to get rid of it. I'm still a compulsive overeater, and sometimes, I can handle it. Sometimes it's just could you move it away? But I know abstinence has to come first no matter what. And sometimes I've been really tested, as a lot of people in abstinence are, weddings, theme parks, business trips, cruise ships. And I have found a way to stay abstinent, which definitely hasn't always been easy. But by far the biggest way I've gone to any lengths has to do with health issues and food sensitivities that cause gut pain, migraines, and other just terrible side of reactions. And just to be clear, I'm not talking about allergies, so they don't show up in testing, but I can tell you that there is a way to stay abstinent no matter what. So I've not been able to eat even like a normal abstinent person. There have been whole categories of food happily tolerated by other abstinent compulsive overeaters that I couldn't eat without debilitating symptoms. And but I was doing fine. I mean, I had a nice full, food plan with what I could eat. But in 2015, the sensitivities increased and my reactions got worse. So fewer and fewer foods were safe for me. My food plan had to be adjusted in ways that were really uncomfortable, like scary type uncomfortable. And I'm so grateful for the support of my sponsor. She has been there since actually we got together around 2015, and she has helped me to stay abstinent within what little I could eat. And I also couldn't tolerate even vitamins. So I really had a lot of fear. I kept having to surrender about the lack of nutrition I was getting. One time I ended up in the ER because I couldn't breathe. A few weeks later, I had difficulty swallowing. There really was nothing doctors could do because the tests showed nothing wrong. And this is the wreckage of my past, what I did to my poor body through the years of my active addiction. By the end of 2019, there was nothing, literally nothing that I could safely eat. So I ended up for 6 weeks on something that's called an elemental liquid. It is a nutritionally complete pre-digested food thing and unbelievably expensive. So I worked out a food plan using the abstinent version of this elemental with my sponsor. And, people in program, were, oh my God, how could you stay abstinent and not feel deprived? But I was grateful and relieved that I was getting some nourishment, that I had a break from all these symptoms. So after 6 weeks, I actually got help from a nutritionist who works with people in 12-step food programs. I'd never used one before, but it was really, I really felt it was necessary for me. And I was able to start eating a handful of foods. By 2022, again, horrible symptoms started coming no matter what I ate, and I just couldn't go back on that elemental. So with my sponsor's support, we made a big change to my food plan and the types of protein and some other stuff. And I was able eventually to eat close to 20 different foods with tolerable bad reactions most of the time, but I was still not getting enough nutrition. And again, like I said, I was rarely resentful. I was pretty much afraid, but I was grateful for what I could eat. Not, I didn't care about what I couldn't. Thank God there was something. And I just kept trusting that my higher power found a way for me. And then in October of 2024, a miracle happened. I couldn't, it would take way too long to explain here, and I don't even know that I totally understand it. But I am now able to eat nearly any abstinent food that I want, and almost all of my symptoms are greatly reduced, and some have disappeared. I still have a little bit of an adjusted food plan. I'm sorry, was that 5 more minutes? Oh, I thought I heard something. I'm
Yes.
sorry. Oh, five more
Yes,
minutes.
5 minutes.
My symptoms, okay, so some of them have greatly disappeared, but if I didn't have the continued willingness to stay abstinent no matter what and use the tools of the program, surrender every day to my higher power one day at a time, I would be dead. I'd be dead. There's no question. And I'm now also able to take some necessary vitamins and eat a nutritious food plan. So I am filled with gratitude and awe for the grace that I have been granted one day at a time. After a tough marriage and divorce from my first husband in the 90s, I met my current husband in 2001. I love him dearly, and I just sometimes wonder how that could have happened to an addict like me. I have a strong relationship with my 34-year-old son, his wife, and my most precious 2.5-year-old grandson. I am still working on emotional sobriety, but I'm so grateful that for today, I experience sanity around the food. So I'd like to end with a couple things here. I'd like to read just a couple of sentences from the 10th Step Promises on pages 84 to 85 of the Big Book that have come true for me, even despite all these trials around food that I've had in recovery. And here it is. If tempted, we recoil from it as from a hot flame. We react sanely and normally, and we will find that this has happened automatically. And the last line, that is how we react so long as we keep in fit spiritual condition. So I have to say, I'm definitely not always in fit spiritual condition, but each time I stay abstinent, no matter what, it's like putting like abstinent deposits into a bank account that I can withdraw in the hard times that enables me to continue staying abstinent through the ebbs and flows of being spiritually fit. And finally, there's an expression that I love. It's seven times down, seven times down, eight times up. And I feel like that's my story. So if you're new and struggling, there's nothing different about me, and you can start right now. On the first day of this current abstinence, I would never have believed I'd still be abstinent today. And it's not today, it's one day, each day that have led to today. It's one day. And of course, today is not over. So there is definitely no out guarantee, but it is my intention to do today what I did yesterday that kept me abstinent. So thank you for letting me share my story, and I will pass. Thanks.